JT back with you as we continue. Joe Lisi joins us from Go for the Two. Go for the Two is where to follow him on Twitter, and he has a full breakdown of the card this week. He breaks down the entire card on YouTube and on his picks right there at Go for the Two. And Joe, before we get into the games, which is what you do best, just big picture for college football right out of the gate. Wisconsin controls their destiny. Auburn still has an opportunity with Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and still teams on the outside are feeling strong. Georgia, if they take care of their business and win the SEC championship game, can get right back into the Final Four.
Yeah, the 2017 season, JT, is very interesting for college football. There's a lot of teams that are still on the outside looking in, but have a great shot to make the playoffs should things fall in their favor over the next couple of weeks. So we'll see how it plays out. That's why college football is the best game in town. Every week matters. We come right out of the gate on all cylinders.
Is this embarrassing that Auburn is out there playing a cupcake? An absolute cupcake in a Louisiana Monroe, and even worse than that, Alabama's playing Mercer at home heading into the Iron Bowl. I think this is disgraceful. I understand the power of the SEC Conference and the teams you have to compete on, but this is a working bye week at the end of the season while other teams really have to grind it out against better opponents.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you mentioned the SEC taking their FCS opponents right before their rivalry games in week number 13. So that's a great point. But the one thing you can't take away is that the SEC in the early part of the season, weeks one and two, never backs away from the competition. Alabama played Florida State. You look at Auburn playing Clemson. I mean, so those are the type of schedules that the SEC play. I agree with you. You want to see those FCS opponents scheduled between weeks one and four. But unfortunately, it's the way the SEC operates and why they've dominated for the most part of this decade.
Where do we stand with the Heisman Trophy with Baker Mayfield, considering Oklahoma's at Kansas? Line opened up minus 35. Now we'll play it at minus 37 for the eventual possible Heisman winner. They want to get him out of this game early, or still got to put up some numbers?
Yeah, I think at this point, Baker Mayfield has the inside track for the Heisman Trophy. I mean, unless Oklahoma does stumble in the Big 12 championship game and lose out on a college football playoff appearance, possibly, Baker Mayfield might be on the outside looking in, but he's put up dynamic numbers in 2017, completing well over 70% of his passes. And with the lack of talent around him this year, guys like Samaje Perine, Joe Mixon that are not there, D.D. Westbrook, this is a dynamic year by Baker Mayfield and the Oklahoma Sooners.
Joe Lisi joins us every week at Go for the Two. Great college football insider. Miami coming off the win against Notre Dame, and where they put themselves in the Final Four here, right there in the hunt already, a top team. Line opened up minus 17. It's 19.5 for them at home again, favored over over Virginia. I think Miami will win the game big. What about the total at 50.5?
Yeah, I could see a lot of points in this ball game, but I like Virginia here. Even though Miami's won three of the last five and they've dominated the series by 15 points per game, they picked up this victory last year in Charlottesville by 20 points, 34-14. I think Virginia poses a big problem for Miami in this ballgame because of their secondary. Virginia's allowing 180 passing yards to opposing offenses, but over the last 3 weeks, they've only allowed 169 passing yards per game. They do have 24 total sacks as the defensive unit and are holding opposing offenses to 33% on third downs. As good as Miami is, the one Achilles heel for their offense is third down conversions. They're only converting 29% of the time after back-to-back emotional wins. I think Miami wins this ballgame, but I think it's very close, 37-30. The Hurricanes squeak by the Cavaliers this Saturday.
Do you think that because of a letdown from everything they've accomplished the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think from an emotional standpoint, you'll see that after two big games. These are still kids, 18 and 20 years old, so I think that's it. And I like the defense of Virginia. I think they match up very well against Miami's offense in this ballgame.
This is a really important moment for Jim Harbaugh, who's underachieved at Michigan considering his pay raise, what he gets, and what he's supposed to be doing. Wisconsin opens up a 10-point favorite at home at Camp Randall. Now it's down to 7.5. Money coming in on Michigan, why? And for Michigan not playing for a national championship, this would be a signature win for Harbaugh to take Wisconsin from the unbeaten.
Yeah, that's a great point, JT. I think the reason why you're seeing the line come down is a couple of factors. Michigan won this ballgame in Ann Arbor last year, 14-7, in a very blue-collar, methodical game. And Wisconsin does have offensive line issues heading into this ballgame. Their center is banged up. He might not play. That's a significant hole for that offensive line should he not play, because, as you know, the center is responsible on the offensive line for making all the blitz pickups and making all the communication for that offensive line. This still is a Michigan defense that is in the top five statistically in college football, holding opposing offenses to 110 rushing yards on the ground. And they've rushed the football over the last 3 weeks. They do have 11 rushing touchdowns in the last three games. I think they strike the upset. I think this team is playing with house money. And I do feel that Michigan matches up very well against the Badgers. And they pick up a very low scoring win, 14-10, in Camp Randall this Saturday.
Joe, finally, I have listeners pulled over on Summerlin Parkway waiting for this one. They want to know UNLV getting 2.5 at New Mexico. This team should have been in a bowl game weeks ago. The loss to Howard and Air Force was disturbing, the way they lost those games. But I'm a Sanchez guy. I think he'll win the recruiting wars. He'll get these teams better and better. And people in Vegas here are dreaming still of a bowl game, but they got to run the table. Do you like the Rebels on the road at New Mexico?
I do. I was very high on New Mexico this year, and they've disappointed it. They've had some key injuries to Lamar Jordan, their quarterback, throughout the year. I still think UNLV, from a speed advantage, matches up well against New Mexico. I would take the run of Rebels here. They have a lot to play for, want to become bowl eligible. They're an inconsistent team, but I would take the points on the road in New Mexico to strike the upset over the Lobos.
How do we track you down, Joe? Where can we get all your information?
Yeah, they can find me on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. That's the number two. They can go to my website, GoForTheTwo.com, and they can listen to or watch the TV show every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific, Channel 262, Dish Network, College Football Tonight.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the weekend.
You too, JT. Love the show.
Thank you. Joe Lisi joining us every week. Every game, it's not above him. He'll give you every game. Tell you where he's going with it, why he likes a certain team. And again, he's been telling us about UNLV for a while here. Likes him in this game. Disappointed with New Mexico. And again, getting back to Alabama and Auburn, playing these cupcake games heading into their Iron Bowl game is a big problem. Really a big problem. They should not be allowed to play an opponent like this late into the season. Coming up next, we're going to talk to John Pagano. He's going to check in. He's the assistant head coach of the Raiders, former defensive coordinator of the San Diego Chargers, and he'll have his hands full going up against Tom Brady. And he's in every meeting, every game plan, and he's coaching Khalil Mack, who better get Brady down. We'll head out to Alameda Raiders headquarters to talk to the assistant head coach, John Pagano, as we continue. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.